moon, pale, pale moon. Welcome, bienvenue, another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Lucien Lebanon. All right, today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this date, April 30th, 2025. Apparently it's tax date. I gotta look that up. Anyways, today's episode is still rated R and F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast may not be for you. I'm telling you right now, don't try me right now. Don't try me, Whitey. Do not try me. This ain't the episode for it. Actually, none of them are. But I'm saying, not today. Before I continue, I want to send a shout out to all you, you know, let's just break the ice. Shout out to all you listeners. And the way I like to do this is since I'm not over there to applaud, I'm going to ask you to applaud yourself. So take a quick second to do this. For some of you, that's probably going to be the nicest thing you've done for yourself in a while. And that wasn't an insult. I know my audience. And if this is your first time listening, yeah, welcome. Yay! Now lock the doors. Lock the doors. No one's leaving until this donation plate. Sorry, I'm kidding. No, seriously, if this is your first time listening, my hope is that at some point in this podcast, I say something that resonates and leads to us making history. Actually, you know, maybe it won't be this podcast. Maybe it'll be a future episode. But I hope you stick around. That's what I'm trying to say. I hope it resonates and you stick around. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website. Email address is ShutUpPodcast411@gmail.com. In today's episode, title 261, This Little Light of Mine. That's the working title. Yeah. I talk about my... Okay. I gotta warn you. I talk about my shocking impression of the movie Sinners. That's right. I went to see it, and I have some impressions that I'd like to share, and I guarantee you they're gonna be
shocking.
I said shocking.
Shocking.
Yeah. So stick around. Now, before we get to that, I'm actually building suspense. If you can't tell, I'm building suspense. So yeah, before we get to my
shocking
impressions of the movie Sinners, let's do some quotes and randomness. All right. I know. You guys are impatient and want to hear what I had to say about it. But right now, let's stick to it. All right. Let's start with some quote. First quote goes, keep your distance from people who will never admit they are wrong and always try to make you feel like it's all your fault. Pale, pale moon, pale, pale moon. Yeah, man, those are the worst, man, especially if you're the type to... especially if you're the type to admit when you're wrong, because they'll be quick to be like, well, okay, well, end of discussion. That's it. Shut the fuck up. Try not to fuck up around me again. Right, that's what I hate about people like you. You know, it's not a good balance. Not at all. Okay. Next quote. You must have... All right, I'm going to read this while feeling like a hypocrite. And I want to remind you, I am not preaching. This is more meant to be an affirmation or things that I'm ingraining, right? You must develop the ability to be dislike in order to free yourself from the prison of other people's opinion. I'm going to repeat that. You must develop the ability to be dislike in order to free yourself from the prison of other people's opinion. That's right. I'm, real short. I'm laughing because that was kind of a discussion in my last therapy session. And I remember wondering, should I talk about it on the podcast? I'm like, still too fresh. You know what I mean? I want to be authentic. Plus, if I talk about it now, I'm going to get all preachy and say shit that I don't practice. So, how we do on this podcast. I'm referring to myself in the third person because I'm crazy. I preach what I practice. No. Yeah, I preach what I practice. I only talk about shit that I know. Right. So, yeah. So, like I said, the art of being disliked. Yeah, we'll work on it. Of being okay with being disliked. Yeah, all right, okay. Last quote. And this one comes from the subreddit LGBT. And it just hit me perfect. I mean, it's a simple message. I'm going to exist and you can die mad about it. That's right. Die mad, man. Die mad. It's unfortunate, man. Live your life, folks. Yeah. It's an important message for me because that's what I'm aiming for, just to be a more authentic version of myself. That more authentic version of myself is distant from me because, again, worried about being disliked. All right. Fuck, I love that quote. All right, let's do some randomness real quick. Okay, so first off, oh, that's right, it's Wednesday, and on Monday, I voted, and, sorry, I'm laughing. I'm glad I voted, right? Interesting outcome. Carney, his name's Carney, yeah, Mark Carney, is that his name? Should be someone want to see. Oh, no, it's a white guy. The white boy, he's white, and he's liberal. Mark Carney. And fuck you for being offended that I forgot his name. Yeah, Mark Carney. Yeah, with a K. Stade Anglophone, SC, Chris Anglophone. Where was he born? Damn. Okay. He won. Congratulations, sir. I like how there's an interview with Trump saying, like, yeah, man, the dude who sucks my dick more often won. Hey, are you Canadians or fucked? The dude who loves me more. Or hates me the least. Whatever. Anyway, it's kind of funny, man. That dude's good. Anyway, whatever. So he won. Pierre Poilievre, he lost. Not just lost, but he, Canada, it's different, right? Like the writing that he represents, that he's part of. Well, which is part of Ottawa, which kind of, I didn't know he was from there, right? Nepean. They didn't vote for him. Shout out to Napier, man. Napier, stand up. I don't know what happened, but how the fuck do you like? It's like not getting voted in your hometown. It's like not getting any love from your own town. You know what I mean? It's like being Drake and everyone in Toronto tell him to go fuck himself. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that's not a good look. So, yeah, man, I don't know if he could stay as leader of the Republican Conservative Party. I mean, I guess I could do a quick Google search, but, nah, fuck it. Stay ignorant. But it's just kind of funny to me. I mean, not to be like sore loser, like not to be a sore winner, but I'm just saying, I didn't like the guy, man. Tell that motherfucker and tell that to Trump. North remembers, motherfuckers. Yeah, I really hope this dude is like, gets creative, because that's what we knew. Finds creative solutions to, oh, okay, all right, you want to play like that? All right, well, we'll do business with other countries. Oh, that's right, we bitch. Because, you know, we had a partnership. We had a previous partnership, but didn't realize. But it turns out you think that we're like leeches, loafers, and fuck it. Let's do business with other countries. Because that's really what's going to come down to, a bit of creativeness. Now, unfortunately, when you get creative, that means you got to take some risks. But you know what? As pissed off, as offended, as a Canadian, offended that I am by this Trump talking to us like we're bitches, fuck him and his mama. Fuck yeah, man. I bring back the pride in our country. It's going to be interesting. It's going to see how he plays this, how he plays this. Hey, maybe he can lower the tariffs on Chinese products. I mean, why the fuck? I think, you know what I mean? It's like, why are we enforcing this shit? But anyway, whatever. Let's see how this thing plays out. Oh, Maxime Bernier also gets no love from his own neighborhood. Who's Maxime Bernier? Doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I voted. In Canada, you don't vote for the actual, and he said president, for the prime minister. You vote for the dude in his party, and when he's got enough people in the parliament, then that's how he becomes prime minister. When they run, like when they outnumber, when they have, they say seats, but when they outnumber the opposition, that's how you become prime minister in this country. Anyways, the dude who what's funny is he's a liberal guy, and fuck, he had this shit on locked. I mean, that dude's lucky. I was in panic mode. I'm like, nah, fuck this. I'm not voting NDP. Fuck this. I want the guy who's gonna win. I'm laughing because apparently word got down to all these candidates. It's like, yo, shut the fuck up. Don't make any noise. Don't go on the radio. Don't let some college kids ask you about Palestine. Shut the fuck up. And just if you're a shoo-in, don't do anything. He always wins. Like the guy who wins in my neighborhood, he's a liberal guy. He always wins. And but he didn't do any campaigning. But yeah, he played it well. He played it well. Anyways, yeah. So we did it. I will say now, because okay, I'm reminding myself this is a safe space for my thoughts. So I will say, on one end, I am happy the white folks in this country didn't fall for the okie doke. Like when Trump won in the United States, I was worried this was gonna be a call to arms for all white people. It's like, yeah, man, I want the dude who's gonna protect my whiteness. I don't want to be a minority in my own country like those white people. You know what I mean? It's like, who worry about the niggers are coming, whatever. The thing is between the United States and Canada. Yeah, sure. Two sovereign countries. Two different sovereign countries. But what bonds them is whiteness. And I was worried. The white people who voted for Poilievre, they were like, yeah, they were voting for their whiteness. It's like, fuck the country. Protect us, white people. Let's bond together. Let's get together, white people. This was like, we are the world for white people vote. Anyways, yeah, so the reason why I'm saying it's a safe space for my thought, despite that, in spite of the fact that I'm applauding the white folks here for, you know, not falling for the okey-doke, I still don't trust y'all. It just means your version of racism is different than the version in the United States. Because that's how Trump won, eh? He basically bet all on white. Yeah, what's wrong with saying? What's wrong with being white? You know, we're the real victims in this country. Yeah, right on. And there are all these crazy non-whites up there are trying to kill us. You need me to protect you. But whatever. And they fell for it. But whatever, man. I guess it's like I'm trying to say that I'm proud of the turnout. I'm proud of the result. But, white people. You know what I mean? Whatever. Don't be like, hey, so we're better than the Americans. Yeah, whatever, man. Residential schools. Yeah, you know what I mean? Je me souviens. All right. Sorry. I'm laughing at my inability to, like, give white people credit. Fuck that. But, yeah, what you hiding? All right, okay. Let's, next item. Pale, pale moon. Pale, pale moon. It's days like this I wish I could sing. Yes, I can hear you, smart ass. Yeah, us too. Fuck you. All right. Yeah, elections. Yeah. Apparently, I'm going to Google this. When are taxes due? One of my colleagues told me this, and she has no reason to lie, and there's nothing about her that I would say that she would get it wrong. When are taxes due? Or not taxes, but tax. You know what I mean. Ah, tabarnak. Oh, no. Okay, sorry. When are taxes due 2025? God damn it, I'm fucked. I am fucked. All right, I'm getting deported. April 30th, 2025. June 16th, 2025. If you're self-employed. No, I'm not. I mean, the selling drugs count? I'm kidding. I don't sell drugs. Not that I have to stop being cool. If you're self-employed or have self-employed spouse or common-law partner, your filing deadline is extended to this date. However, any taxes owed still due by April 30th. All right, I bet I owe money. Fuck this. Not that I'm rich or anything, but I'm just, I don't know how this shit works. So, all right, so I fucked up, man. Okay, let me Google, where can I download my, okay, I'm not going to do my taxes on while recording this podcast. But why not? All right, let me try to rush this episode because my taxes. But I want y'all to appreciate the fact that I'm choosing to record this episode instead of doing my taxes. That's correct. I'm choosing procrastination and recording this episode. You're welcome. Oh my God. Yeah. All right, why do I have a funny story? I have a, you know what grinds my gears? And I forgot to write what I want to talk about. I plan on making a segment because I can't use what grinds my gear because it comes from Family Guy, the Family Guy TV show. So I need to find a... Oh, and I remember. Okay, so pet peeves. Yeah, it's to talk about my pet peeve, fill the need, right? This one is a gym pet peeve. Is I hate what grinds my gears, motherfuckers who offer like unsolicited advice. It's not the unsolicited advice. It's the bad advice. It's the shut the fuck up. It's the kind that makes you want to say, man, shut the fuck up. Mind your own business. And I'm talking about how I used to, I'll just be honest, right? So I'm back in the gym, but my problem is staying committed to a fucking, to staying committed. And I do this gym thing. So the plan is this. I'm starting in the gym, getting the hang of it, and then doing other activities, the other exercise. My doctor told me, look, man, if you can walk for 30 minutes, get the heart rate going. You dramatically decrease your chances of heart attack. It's just, you know, it's like, get your fat ass off that seat. And, oh my God, get to the point B. Right. So needless to say, I didn't tell this person the full story, but I was just telling them like, yeah, no, I just come here like once a week, kind of like that there. And it was like, oh, no, you got to increase it to twice a week. Three times a week. Oh, no, you got to do more for that. Now, I know, granted, I know he's trying to be helpful and shit like that. But what I'm hearing, what I translate that to is, oh, okay. So I'm wasting my time coming once a week. I'm wasting my time. I'm better off doing nothing. And if that's the case, then okay, fuck it. Trust me, I want to do nothing. Fuck that. I'm trying, and whatever, man, whatever works for me. The name of the game for me is what I'm doing differently from all the times I've gone to the gym is doing shit my way. Sure, it might not be impressive. It might not be the way it works, but if I can just get myself to, like, not treat the gym like I'm eating shit. Like it's a ritual, like I'm just standing, at a bowl of shit and then, you know, swallowing it. Just so I can look pretty for other people, for people I don't like. Just to have people say, wow, you're a good person for losing weight, for not being a fat fuck. You know what I mean? I'm just, yeah, fuck off. You know what I mean? It's just trying to do it for me. Oh, so yeah, no, just unhelpful advice. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. People just offer unhelpful advice. And they think they're doing it for you, but it's more for themselves. That's what I'm saying. No, I didn't tell that to the person, but I was, yeah. All right. Next. All right, okay. So for this one here, I did personal ones. Okay, I'm going to pick between, because I'm not going to do all of them, right? I got three clips. Okay, you don't need to hear all this. Yeah, you know, fuck it. I'm going to do all three. I'm just going to play the whole clip, all right? So for the first one, I'm gonna do a stitch. I'm gonna pretend like I'm stitching I'm gonna pretend like I'm stitching a TikTok clip, right? So, but what I mean is, I'm gonna play a small portion of the clip and then throw in my commentary about it. Okay, all right. This one, it's labeled in the show notes as "Your life doesn't suck because ...
Your life doesn't suck because your barista had blue hair. They still showed up, still remembered your order, still smiled, even if it was tired, even if you didn't. Your life doesn't suck because your neighbor doesn't speak English. They pay taxes, raise their kids, drive to work before the sun rises. You don't need to understand their words to see that they're doing exactly what you're doing, just trying to survive. Your life doesn't suck because a trans man used the men's bathroom. He went in, he came out, the world kept spinning, it just wasn't around you. The problem was never children learning what a pronoun was. It was never about grammar, it was never about protecting kids. Your life probably does suck, but not for the reasons you post about.
Okay. Content creator's name, she's a poet. That's, I wonder I enjoyed it so much. Okay, she's a poet, and her name is Allison Wellborn. Oh man, yeah, no wonder it flowed so well. Allison Wellborn. Okay. Pronouns, she, her. She left her email address? Oh, man. Okay, it was badass, man. It really, you can't tell I'm a fan of poetry. I just haven't consumed it as much as I used to. But, all right. I actually listened to the whole thing, and I was debating with myself. Fuck, I should play the whole stuff. But, look, it's a piece about having empathy. And what I appreciate about her piece is how it reminded me, when I talked about voting, I wasn't trying to sell you on a party and whatnot. It was really about, if I vote liberal, NDP, whatever the fuck, it's because I give a fuck. It's the empathy. How do I say this? My empathy, what influenced my voting decision is my ability, need. I'm trying to show off, but essentially, I don't like human suffering. A lot of where my decision to vote is, whichever reduces human suffering. Sure, none of them are perfect. Sure. Some of these politicians are bought out. But I am going to go for the candidate who can assure me they can reduce human suffering and you know, and my own potential human suffering. I mean, you know, ain't that like Pierre Poilievre. That nigga, the people who vote for him are still angry at the fact that my parents came into this country. And I have a Canadian citizenship. It's like, if they can find a loophole to send me to Haiti, well, they're not going to send me to Haiti. They're going to send me to Africa. Like, they're going to take the time to figure out, okay, you're Haitian, Haiti. You're Jamaican, Jamaica. No. All y'all, one boat, one one boat, one destination. Niggers. All right, okay. oh, my God. Okay, focus, man. Yeah, I was just trying to say, yeah, I enjoyed this piece. And I was going to say, you know what's wrong with white women like her? Not enough. I should have said with white people like her, not enough. It's like, and I say this as a person who goes to work surrounded by white people who are like, still need an explanation to, well, why can I say the N-word? What the fuck? Not that I've had that conversation, but I do know that if the topic was broached, they would be like, what the fuck? What you got to make it about race? You know, it's like, they still like on that. They have an old school version on, outdated version of race. So I'm just, it's just, when I hear some enlightened shit by someone who looks like her, and then I'm like, I start believing in humanity again, and then I go into the real world, and I'm like, oh, fuck off. Okay. All right. Sort of like a true Canadian. All right. You know what? I've said enough. Okay, the other two clips I was going to play was because it relates to cinema, the theme of cinema. Like I said, we're going to talk about cinema. The first one is anytime there's a trope involving human beings. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Okay, I'm going to stitch it. Let me just play it.
I noticed that anytime there's a trope involving a human and a beast, it's always the human female and the male beast. I just thought that was interesting because I have never seen a story where it's a human man paired with a disfigured, animalistic, or just non-conventionally beautiful woman.
Yep. I mean, sorry. Yeah, check out the whole clip for yourself. Need to say it in the show notes under, what did I title it? It's titled under... Anytime there's a trope involving a human and a beast. A woman and a beast. Yeah. The woman is all hot. And the beast is bestial. Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah, and don't get me started on porn. But no, okay. Serious here. It is true. It's I grew up on the image of men, when you look for a woman, first you look for big boobs. You know what I mean? Like prettiness. Is she pretty? For physical attraction, then worry about everything else. And actually got me in trouble, you know, because it's those tropes are the reason why I was late in the game in figuring out that, oh, in order for relationships to work, we need to be compatible. Oh, okay. And physical attraction doesn't, like, physical attraction is sure is an element, but it's not the what's the word, way all the and you know what I mean? Like, physical attraction is just a compatibility over physical. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying, whatever, man. Fuck Hollywood. That's what I'm saying. All right, next one is this one I appreciate. Again, another clip that you should check out for yourself, and I labeled it as Predator Has Always Been Woke.
Predator has always been woke, as you put it. The film is meant to be a commentary on white America's delusion to power.
The only thought I'm going to share with I'm going to share about this clip is, well, hey, check it out for yourself if you get the full story. I'm just going to add how it reminded me when I was like when he talks about the way we consumed these flicks and the message went over our head. It reminded me when growing up listening to gangster rap. And I was a teen. I didn't know shit. You know, it's not the kind of stuff that I was listening with supervision. My parents didn't understand English. I mean, they spoke English, but not in a rap song. They probably heard the curse words, but they didn't realize I was listening to shit that, whoa, son. Let me break it down for you. So I was too young to recognize or accept the fact this shit was just pure entertainment. It was meant for entertainment. It was not a how-to on how to live life. So then I became an adult. I'm like, oh, they're joking. If I gave a fuck about a bitch, I'd always be broke. I wouldn't have no motherfucking endo to smoke. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's right. Fuck a bitch. I would have smoked some endo for the rest of my life. Anyway, it's like, this clip touches on a theme of this podcast, which is growth. If you're still reasoning, using the same reasoning, if you still have the same perspective, see the world the same way you saw it when you were a fucking teenager, I'm gonna be a wise man. I mean, yeah, you missed us. You missed it. You're not winning in life. I know that's kind of arrogant on my part to say, you know, who's winning, whatever, but it's when I think of my own code, it's like, the fuck you doing? No respect. I got no respect for, it's a waste of life. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm no wise man. Well, maybe I'm acting like it. But I just, the one thing I am confident about is life was meant to learn, and expand your mind. Like, you should be, your perspective should be changing. Now, I'm thinking about the person who, like, I used to love niggers. Now I hate them. You know, I'm just, you know, because after I got mugged. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, grew bitter. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. I'm not trying to say I was happy and now I'm bitter. No, I'm saying, like, it should. Look, I'm just trying to live out a quote by Muhammad Ali when he says, the man who sees the world at 50 the same way they saw it at 30 has wasted 30 years of their lives. All right, okay, that's it for User Random Thought. No, you're lying, B. That's it for Quotes and Randomness. I'm sorry. I gotta solidify these clips. Yeah, and let's take a quick break, and then so we can finally get to my
shocking
impressions of the movie Sinners. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. How was that? And I'm more of a bass. No, is it alto or bass? Is it alto? I think it's alto. You know, I'm considering joining a choir just to see if I... Then the reason why it sounds like I can't sing is because I sing in a voice that I can't... Like, I stick to alto. Bet I could do some bass. Yeah, baby. Right, that's right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry. Focus, gang. Focus. I know you didn't hear me to hear my mediocre singing. It's fucking bad. Shut up. It's, all of you came to hear my
shocking
opinions, impressions of the movie Sinners. And I'm going to share it with you right after these commercial breaks. No, okay. All right. No, okay. No, I have some more randomness, but it's kind of related to the feature thought of my, you know, of the movie. But before I get to that, first I want to establish that no spoilers. I promise this is not spoilers. This is like, I'm going to do you the same favor because when I went in there, I didn't know what to expect, except for the fact that it's labeled as a horror movie, but people who see horror movies will be disappointed. I'll give you that. I don't watch horror flicks. That's my point. Part of what took me so long to watch this movie is because, yeah, I'm going to watch it on DVD or online or whatever when it comes. I'll rent it out. But, yeah, we don't do DVDs anymore. Fucking Blockbuster. How y'all fucked that up? Anyway, okay, so why? So that's what took me so long to watch, because it took me a while to. Oh, again, like I said, like I mentioned this already on the last episode, but somebody, this is your first time episode. So yeah, a friend of mine went to see it, and she's not a fan of horror movies. She's like, no, it's manageable. You can do it. So yeah, so I went to watch it. But like I said, no spoilers, except for the fact that if you're not into horror movies, you'll be able to handle this movie. Right? Okay. I don't know how bad your anxiety is, but I'm saying it's a good storyline. Okay. But again, we're not in impressions yet. Still random. Well, it's random thoughts related to the feature thought. Damn, this shit's complicated. These are just thoughts. Just random thoughts after I left the theater. Right? This is what's coming up, right? But I remember I went to Jamaica. Sure, I went on resort, but I went to Jamaica, and I found some like reggae party in a dingy joint. And whatever, have fun. And this was not Costa Rica. This was I forget the name of the Ocho Rios, or near Ocho Rios. Doesn't matter. My point is, happened to meet the owner, and it was a white woman from Chicago, a white woman from Chicago. Now, the only reason I bring it up, and it's just general chat, right, is I'm fascinated at human beings who can leave their place of birth, their country of birth, going to a new country, especially in a country where they speak different language, whatever, going to a new country and start a business. Don't get me wrong. The concept of starting a business alone is like, wow, a big deal. But the idea of going to a foreign country, figuring out the paperwork, and starting a business, especially a successful one. Starting a business. Just that ambition. Fascinating. It's like going to the moon. Like, going to the moon is less impressive to me than what the fuck are you doing? Now, I know there are some of you out there who've probably done it or know someone who's done it, and it's like, it's no big deal. But to me, from my perspective, it's like an amazing feat. Again, not a spoiler, just thoughts that I had. Just things I remembered after. Look, I go to movies and all kinds of thoughts spark. That's what makes a movie great for me, is it inspires all kinds of thoughts on my end. All right? Okay. Another one is, the South has something to say. Outkast said, Andre 3000 said, Three Stacks said, man, the South definitely has something to say. I am, the South, French Canadian culture, what they have in common is like, they're fascinating. I'm not usually a fan of white people's culture, but no, this came out wrong. No. What I mean is, I think it was Wanda Sykes who made a point of, why the fuck, out of everything to celebrate about the South, why the fuck would you pick the Confederate flag? Well, she articulated it way better than I'm saying it, but it's a good point. I remember when I was thinking of the South, the first thing comes to mind, Confederate flag, bunch of racists. But there's more to the South than that shit. There's more, and there's something fascinating about that culture. I can't put my hands on it. Like, I probably know a speck of the whole, like, there's so much to learn about it. But what stops me from doing it, from appreciating that culture, fucking racism. The possibility I'm going to go to the museum and walk in and they'll be like, no niggas allowed. Oh, fuck, damn. Oh, my God. Whatever. You know what I mean? It just, ugh. But yeah, all I'm going to say is there's something fascinating about Southern culture. And the reason I brought up French Canadian people is because it reminds me of the fact that French Canadian, you can say, I would say the same thing about French Canadian, but they have the same thing. That schism. Hey, Castouille Neg. No, they don't talk like that. But, no, hey, Vatan Neg. Hey, yeah, well, retourne en Afrique. See, it's. I'm a hella sensitive to racism. That's my point. And this is what stops me from embracing it. All right. Another thought is, and this is something that I've heard Ryan Coogler say. I can't find the interview, but he was talking about what he was trying to accomplish with this movie. There's a part that I appreciate he said to him. He said, it's a celebration to cinema. I think out of everyone who enjoyed this movie, it's just classic cinema. That's what it is. Just, it's a fucking movie, man. It's just let yourself go, suspend reality, shut the fuck up, tell your mind to shut the fuck up, and just embrace it. Now, granted, I guess it's the movie directors, the movie creator, responsibility to make it enjoyable. But I don't know. There's something about this movie. I didn't get a sense that I'm making this movie so people will like it. I'm not saying he made it so people won't like it, but I don't think he was like, I think he just wanted to share a story, man. He just wanted to make a movie. And I say that because there wasn't like, I won't say trope, but there wasn't like, hey, let's throw some big time explosion over here, big booty chick over there, put in like some you know, like you know, like just cheap shit to make a movie enjoyable. I honestly think homie just wanted to make a movie, and the blessing came that, oh wow, everyone liked it. A lot of people liked it. I really, that's how it felt like. It felt like a genuine story. That's what I'm trying to get at. I recommend seeing this movie ASAP before two categories of people are going to see it. The one that's going to be like, I don't get the hype. Because I think what's going to happen is there's going to be a category of people who have like constantly been bombarded with how great the movie is. And they're going to go in there and be like, nope, I'm going to be a contrarian. And two, the people who go in there and go, oh, that wouldn't really happen. What I was thinking about, like Game of Thrones, people who like break down certain shit. Okay, but I'm not going to use Game of Thrones as a reference, but it's like, look, I grew up in a Christian household. I'm a former Christian now. I'm an ex-Christian now, but I'm saying I grew up with Bible stories. And it was your responsibility to what is the writer trying to convey, whatever they're trying to convey, that's what you accept. Fuck all this. You know, you didn't put any logic in it. It was just a story you embraced. This movie, I can tell the people who aren't going to like are going to be the ones who are being like, it's not realism. What the fuck? You know, it's like, what do you mean you have a black mermaid? Not to say that there's a black mermaid. But my point is, it's just go in to see a movie. That's what I'm trying to say, man. Just embrace it. Last least, get to the point, B, get to the point. All right. Last thought is shout out to black movies. That's another thing too, is there was a reminder of how much I enjoy black movies. And what I mean by black movies is it's something that even me and my parents, even though my parents and I, we didn't have the same taste. But even them, when they would see something on TV and it's a bunch of black folks, it would catch their attention. There's something powerful. I can't explain it. Representation matters. I guess I'm trying to say. I grew up, I'm realizing, I was thinking of making this a topic for a future episode, but how growing up in a white society, I've never been able to unshake that feeling of being an other. Of being like, I talk a lot about people who've heard my podcast. I bring this up a lot, is how growing up in a house where in the kitchen there's a picture of white Jesus, you know, that the I was going Sunday dinner, the final supper picture of, you know, the classic one. Most black Christians have it in their house, and it's a bunch of white folks staring at that picture. Always made me feel like something is wrong with my black skin. Because of my black skin, something is wrong with me. I feel like an other on this planet called Earth. So when you have a movie and there's black folks in it, it's like, wow. There's something. I remember there's a scene. It's not a spoiler. But I remember watching a character and it made me think of my grandfather. Dark-skinned grandfather. You know, it's a black American, I'm watching it, but there was like just, oh man. You just see this imagery and I'm being sent back to my childhood. So yeah, man. So shout out to black movies, man. You have no idea how much it means to us. And I wrote goddamn white people and their storytelling. I'm thinking about how the typical white movie that we all grew up in and that people are angry that they're trying to get away from them. So you're a fucking woke ideology, but they'll throw in a white person. And if there's a person who's not white, well, let's say they're from, you know, somewhere. If they're a character and they're from Haiti, it's like, let's play up the Haitian part, you know, boom, 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 boom. You know, he's an other, he's a whatever. He's not part of the main cast. He's probably whatever. It's like, they can't treat that character like a human being. They can't portray him like just a regular ass human being who's part of the story, part of whatever. It's like, yeah, no, it's that's what I mean. Well, goddamn white people in their goddamn stories where they make themselves the center of the universe and the only people who are human beings. It's, yeah, man. I'm just saying, goddamn white people in the storytelling. And shout out to non-white movie movie creators and telling their stories, but in their way, using their own voices. All right, I've spoken a lot. I've wasted a lot of time. Now it's time to talk about my
shocking
impression of the movie Sinners. You guys ready? Y'all ready? You guys want to hear what I thought? What did I think? So after all this shit, you guys want to know, did I like the movie? Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah! I know. A lot of people are shocked. It's like, be black like the black movie? What the fuck? That's what I paid for. What the fuck? I feel ripped off. I know. Shocking. Another black guy who liked the movie Sinners. Wow, am I glad you guys were patient, stuck around too. Who mentioned that? It might have been Rod or Randolph on Three Guys On. Rod, I'm talking about these people like Rod from the Black Eyed Tips or Randolph from Three Guys On, but one of them mentioned like it's a black movie. Not black as in like white people aren't allowed, but it's like storytelling. It's like, let me put it this way. It's black in a sense that I remember watching the movie, and by the end, I'm like, I don't want to hear a single white person's opinion about the movie. I don't want to hear it's just got to, fuck it. You liked it, whatever, keep it to yourself. I don't want to hear shit. Don't want to talk about, But, kind of like this podcast. This podcast may not be for you. Yeah. Like, that movie was not down with Whitey. Not that Whitey gets insulted. Whitey in the sense that, hey, why am I not the center of the universe in this fucking flick, in this story? So, I enjoyed it, man. It was a great, was it 2 hours moment? Sure, at the beginning, it took a while to, like, get into it because I had to, like, turn off, remember. I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is a Ryan Coogler movie. Oh, I forgot to add on the list of things before I gave you my shocking opinion about whether I like the movie or not. I would pay good money to see Ryan Coogler work on a movie set. Just to see him like, hey, blah, 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 vision, whatever. Sure, I mean, probably not for long because, the creative process takes a while. But I would just love to see him. Go get me coffee, white guy. White kid. You know what I mean? It's just like, I've said that about Issa Rae. Just watching them work. Again, grew up in white society. I am not used on seeing black people in position of power. And not just in power, not just in a position of power, but creating something great. And everyone is like, we believe in your vision. We believe in your ability to create shit. Just seeing that devotion with just, whatever, man. I would love to see Ryan, that dude work. In the links, I'm not going to play it, needless to say, but I got the Sinners ending mid and post-credit scenes explained. Just heads up, by the way, if you haven't heard, stick around for after the credit because there's like mid, post-credit, and mid and post-credit. Guess who missed the post-credit? I knew there was a mid-credit, but I didn't know there was a last one. Yeah, whatever. Shame on me for not sticking around. One last point is, oh my God, the soundtrack to this. The last time I saw a movie that I can't remember, maybe there might be more after, right? Where the soundtrack, in this case, I was going to say the soundtrack was better than the movie. This is not the case. I'm saying the soundtrack was a compliment to a good movie. I can't remember. She can't remember. Above the Rim was a movie where the soundtrack was better than the movie. But in this case, it's been a while since I recommend listening to the soundtrack. It's not, the different genres that I'm usually not used to. And it's, very powerful. But I Pale, Pale Moon, that comes from the soundtrack. This Little Light of Mine is the first song on the soundtrack, which is also the title of today's episode. was trying to be fancy by I was looking for an excuse to call an episode this little light on mine. Now, unfortunately, I'm worried a bunch of Christians are going to think that, oh, this looks like a wholesome Christian podcast. I should probably specify that at the beginning. But yeah, man, great. Oh, well, one mistake. Okay, someone said on, fuck it, I'm just going to put it out there. Yo, Michael B. Jordan's performance, fuck, made it for me. He plays a twin. He's got twins, whatever. I hope this is a well-known fact about the movie. You know what? Okay, actually, when I went in there, I knew to expect that he was going to play two characters, two brothers. But his performance was, I want to say this is going on my list of favorite performance for Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. There's Wallace, and then there's this one. Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. What else did I say? Yeah, don't see. Yeah, okay, movie fun. Yeah, I said everything that needs to be said. Great movie. I enjoyed it. I recommend it. 5 stars. Two thumbs up. Go see it. I might see it again. There's stuff that I may have missed. And yeah. There's, I'm considering calling myself Preacher Kid. Preacher Boy. Adding that to my list of AKAs. Preacher Boy. Black Preacher Boy. B. Black Preacher Boy. BPB. Nah, never mind. All right. That's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Show notes are will be up on shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. If you've seen it, I'd like to hear your impression of the movie. You know what? No. Because I'm running the risk of someone saying, like, I didn't like the movie, and everyone else who liked it is fucking stupid. Yeah. Keep your opinions to yourself. Before I end the show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue. Rouge et bleu, motherfucker. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario and Télé-Québec. I also represent for black folks who say yes to Big Rue's question, are you an outcast? This episode was rated R and F. F for fuck Whitey. That's what I said. Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, like a label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.